Today is January 22nd, 2026, and we have some exciting updates in the world of AMD GPUs and their ecosystem. Let's jump right into the headlines. 1. ROCm 7.2 launch. AMD has unveiled ROCm 7.2, a significant update focused on enhancing performance for modern AI workloads. 2. Linux GPU driver fix. A loophole in the Linux GPU driver that could allow unprivileged users to exploit kernel memory is being addressed. 3. Intel Xeon performance benchmarks. Intel Xeon 6780E Sierra Forest has seen a notable performance increase since its launch, prompting comparisons with AMD EPYC offerings. 4. NVIDIA advances in vehicle safety. NVIDIA's Drive AV software has helped the Mercedes-Benz CLA earn top safety awards, demonstrating the growing importance of AI in automotive safety. Now let's dive deeper into each of these topics. ROCm 7.2 launch. First up, let's talk about the recent launch of ROCm 7.2. This update is particularly exciting for developers working on AI and high-performance computing (HPC) workloads. The enhancements aim to provide a more integrated software stack that maximizes performance while ensuring scalability and reliability. Key features include HIP-Lazarus optimizations. These optimizations are targeted at improving developer productivity and runtime performance, especially for gem-heavy workloads. The update introduces expanded tuning capabilities and new features like Restore from Log for reproducible performance. This means developers can better optimize memory access patterns, leading to significant performance gains on AMD Instinct MI200 and MI300 GPUs. SRIOV and RAS features. The introduction of single root I/O virtualization, SRIOV, and reliability, availability, and serviceability, RAS, features for the MI350X and MI355X GPUs enhances secure, reliable, and scalable multi-tenant deployments. This is crucial for cloud environments, ensuring GPU reliability and security in virtualized workloads. Gem tuning. Extensive tuning of gem kernels across various data types has been conducted, focusing on real customer use cases like GLM 4.6 and Llama 2. This tuning improves throughput and latency, making AI training and inference workloads more efficient. New data types in RockMLIR and MiGraphX. ROCm 7.2 adds support for next-generation low-precision data types, FP8 and FP4, across them compiler and graph stack. This is pivotal for developers looking to leverage advanced AI models efficiently. End-to-end communication enhancements. The ROCm release has also advanced GPU-to-GPU communication, enhancing the capabilities of RockShMEM and RCCL, which now support more intelligent communication patterns across multi-rail networks. Compiler enhancements with ThinLTO support. The introduction of ThinLTO allows for cross-file optimizations at near-local build speeds, significantly improving the development experience for AI frameworks like PyTorch and Triton. Overall, ROCm 7.2 positions itself as a robust platform for AI and HPC, and I encourage developers to explore these enhancements to push the boundaries of what's possible in AI workloads. Linux GPU driver fix. Next, we have an important update regarding a Linux GPU driver loophole. A recent oversight in the Direct Rendering Manager graphics driver could potentially allow unprivileged users to trigger unbounded kernel memory consumption, leading to system-wide out-of-memory situations. The issue arises from the DRM IOCTL mode create proplob interface, which was not properly accounting for memory allocations. This oversight could have allowed users to bypass memory control group limits, causing serious stability issues. Fortunately, a one-line code fix has been proposed to ensure that these allocations are correctly attributed to the user process's memory control group. This fix is part of the upcoming Linux 6.20.7.0 merge window and is a critical step in maintaining system stability and security. Intel Xeon performance benchmarks. Now let's shift gears and look at the Intel Xeon 6780E Sierra Forest performance benchmarks. Recent analysis shows that the performance of this chip has improved by approximately 14% since its launch. This improvement is largely attributed to various software optimizations made over the past year. The Xeon 6780E features 144 cores with a maximum turbo frequency of 3 GHz. And a base frequency of 2.2 GHz, making it a formidable competitor in the server space. As we look ahead to upcoming AMD EPYC offerings, it will be interesting to see how these two architectures stack up against each other especially with the anticipated release of the AMD EPYC 9005 series. NVIDIA advances in vehicle safety. Finally, we have some noteworthy developments from NVIDIA regarding their Drive EV software. The Mercedes-Benz CLA has been recognized as Euro NCAP's best performer of 2025, highlighting the significant role of AI in vehicle safety. This recognition underscores a shift in how vehicle safety is assessed. The CLA combines traditional passive safety features with advanced AI-driven driver assistance systems, achieving the highest overall safety score. This dual-stack architecture not only enhances crash protection, but also helps prevent accidents through features like automatic emergency braking and lane-keeping support. NVIDIA's approach to safety includes rigorous third-party certifications and assessments, such as ISO 21434 for cybersecurity and ISO 26262 for automotive safety integrity. These certifications are crucial as the automotive industry increasingly relies on AI technologies to enhance safety. Closing thoughts. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the landscape of GPU technology and AI is evolving rapidly. With the launch of ROCm 7.2, critical fixes in Linux drivers, and advancements in vehicle safety through AI, we are witnessing a convergence of performance and innovation across various sectors. Looking forward, we can expect more exciting developments in AI, HPC, and GPU technologies that will continue to push the boundaries of what's possible. Stay tuned for more updates, and don't forget to explore the new capabilities of ROCm 7.2 to enhance your projects and workloads. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep pushing the frontiers of technology.